The Shawamigan Bay Area Partnership is applying for between $5 and $8 million from the federal government for environmental programs. Mark Barbo of the Sigurd Olson Institute in Ashland says this is a group of state, county, tribal, and citizen organizations. They hope to get a nice chunk of the possible $475 million pie Congress is expected to approve for Great Lakes cleanup.
Together, we will have a better chance in a very competitive environment to succeed for the benefit of the Bay, rather than looking at it as we'll compete against each other for these dollars.
The Red Cliff and Bad River Bands of Chippewa are also part of this group. Bad River Watershed Association Director Michelle Wheeler says getting together to apply for grants is important for their rural communities.
Great Lakes wide, we think this is going to be enormously competitive and hope that it will be. It's important that, you know, in spending taxpayer dollars, that we're spending that in a good way. So we absolutely anticipate that it'll be competitive.
The grants would pay for river restoration going into Shawamigan Bay, the fight against invasive species in Lake Superior, as well as educational and conservation projects. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.